Sunday night on WDRQ Detroit, and this is Communication. For the next 3 hours, your questions and comments are welcome at 298-4482. That's 298-4482. Recommendations, suggestions, and criticisms are welcome by phone during business hours at 272-8000. Or write WDRQ Radio, 15933 West 8 Mile Road, Detroit, 48235.
Live from the middle of the studio here, this is Communication. Welcome to the program. I'm Dave Wall. It's 5 after 10 o'clock. Sitting in here tonight are a couple of people who are very familiar with a subject actually all of us are familiar with. It's going to talk about radio tonight, maybe even a little bit about records, who knows, because that influences the industry and it's all a part of what our jobs are here at the WDRQ. With me, a Free Press columnist and man about large, Art Volo. Welcome to the show, Art. From Ann Arbor. And Art is a resident radio
4 hours on the air. Is this dedication?
Bob Berry also here. Just finished four hours on the air?
4 hours on the air and here. Is this dedication?
Now, what other business do you know where you can work 4 hours and then take off, you know? Of course, you're going to be here tonight for a while.
Wearing his Michigan State shirt while I'm here.
And my graduate ring.
In blue. We got
and everything else. What other job do I know? General manager? No.
They just have wet lunches all the time.
That's right. Devin Salesman. I always wanted to do this.
We got a couple of tapes that Art put together you can tell us about a little later on. I've got...
exciting things.
Yeah, you follow radio quite a bit, you know, even more so than me, you know, like I'm in radio news and I kind of watch how the business works and I'm more interested though in news and I'm, you know, I don't deal with the air personalities or the music or how that stuff works all that much. You're an outsider kind of watching this.
Well, I'm an inside outsider. I often have said to friends of mine that
people have told me, hey, there's Art, the radio groupie.
Number one,
justifiable?
Number one radio freak spelled F-R-E-Q. See, even that ends in a Q. But the thing about it is, I get called a lot of times from people who are looking for particular individuals for this business. I can't tell you how many times I get phone calls from general managers of radio stations, program directors, people like that say, hey, we got an opening. You know of anybody? I can start my own employment agency for radio people.
Do you know of any?
The first thing I have here now we have a disc jockey sitting at the table, see, from this good radio station who reaches for one of the trade publications I brought in with me.
Really? Well, I haven't seen this.
You weren't going to look at the openings page, were you?
I'm sitting here looking at the former guy who's suing for $600,000, and I can think of a couple places that I could sue.
Well, there's a...
that we probably all could sue.
A lot of people read this magazine. A lot of the trade publications carry a lot of ads. And every week, a lot of people in this business do scan them, always looking for a better opportunity. It's a funny business. I like to at least to say to people, you know, if the ratings are good at a radio station, then somebody else is going to find out about you and probably make you a better offer and try and lure you away with bigger money, more opportunity, and what have you. If your ratings are bad... then you go down the toilet, you know, with the whole radio station if it really is poor, you know. But it's really amazing because in major markets, which is not to be confused with large A&Ps, a lot of times the problem is you talk radio jive, see, and radio people don't understand that there are straight people on the other side of the microphone who do not understand all of the lingo. Mm-hmm. And they say, the market, what's the market? Well, the market is the city.
Well, you know, I imagine the businessmen also talk about, you know, marketing or getting a product of any kind, you know.
Right. But, you know, when you talk about radio markets, the big ones, like Detroit, which is about the fifth or sixth largest in the country, depending on whose survey you're looking at, you know, there are ratings taken, you know, periodically.
Do you see radio as a very exclusive business to work in?
Exclusive?
Yeah.
You mean... how
like
do you mean
in
that?
A way?
Oh, yeah.
And, like, I don't get that, because I don't hang out with people in this business.
Wouldn't
you
say?
It's cliquish within. It's cliquish within a station.
Yeah.
And they're exclusive cliques.
See, I don't feel
you don't ever deal
don't
with,
get that.
You know, I know a few other guys that work at other stations in the city. Really fine people. the trouble is, and it, maybe it's the difference between our business that makes it exclusive as opposed to my father's worked for Chevrolet all his life. You don't ever deal, you know, with other guys from the other stations. In fact, I got a bet on the Michigan-Ohio State game. I took Ohio State, I'll let you know.
With
one of the other stations in town. We were supposed to meet at lunch, and I neglected to call him. And I don't even know the guy, and I met him at this party. He's a really nice guy. You know, we talked for 10 minutes. And it's too bad in a way.
It's got to be one of the most fluctuating businesses, the ups and downs.
I got fired from a radio station. I'm not ashamed to say it. In Jackson,
are you an old Jack?
Oh,
WIBM.
No, I got. I was working at WPHM.
That's the one I worked.
No, at WPHM in Jackson, and I got fired from that radio station by the man who, in fact, reformatted the old Keener here in Detroit back in '63. And
Mike Joseph,
exactly. And that man fired me for the reason of I was fraternizing, quote-unquote, with the IBM jocks. For the folks who don't know about Jackson, Michigan, WKHM is a middle-of-the-road type adult-formatted radio station, and WIBM is a rock and roll station. And all my friends worked at the rock and roll station. I was going to school in Jackson at the time. So I thought, you know, why not hang around with the people that I was listening to? And they got me for that royally. You know, they were afraid trade secrets were going to get out. That's really petty.
All the secrets are on the air.
That's petty.
You know, there's no other way to deal with it as far as I'm concerned.
Because, you know, you're a human. You know, that's... It is, yeah.
I think it's changing.
You know, you're a human being. Mm. And you want to meet people. And the natural thing is to talk to the guys in the same business as you and talk about... Jack Hayes, who used to run a station in Portland, who's suing for $600,000 for giving wrongful information because he's been trying to get other jobs. That's what it says briefly in this trade thing here.
Yeah.
You know? And but you only make yourself better. I've picked up things from other guys.
You never know, though, when you might need a favor from somebody in this business. That's the reason, like, in the story that I wrote in the Free Press. Now, what I guess you were referring to, Dave, is a story that came out in it was called The World of Sound. It was a supplement section to the Detroit Magazine and the Free Press a couple of Sundays ago.
Mm-hmm.
And it was called The Radio Picture. What I did was I wanted to give a picture of radio because so many people emphasize television. You know, with all due respect to Frank Judge and Betty Lou Peterson, fine.
Two critics.
Standing
from
critics,
the papers.
Right.
Can I mention
local
something
paper,
as long
right.
as we're talking about them?
Sure.
I worked in Chicago. I went out of business for a while.
Mm-hmm.
And I worked in Chicago. And they have a writer there at the Chicago Tribune, Gary Deeb.
Just had the pleasure.
Who is?
2 weeks. 2 months.
Very heavy.
Gary
and, Deeb. D-E-E-B.
Because I know Gary Deeb, who's a disc jockey now.
No.
Cleveland. And
guy's really great, you know. It's a quarrel that I have with both Betty Lou and with Frank Judge is that they don't care about radio.
Yeah.
And the most pervasive person in this market is who? A radio person.
Yeah.
J.P. McCarthy. Yeah. He's the biggest thing in this city.
He just got an award last week, didn't he?
Yeah, right. He won a Billboard Award for best adult.
It's very true. I got once complimented. I was writing for an Ann Arbor paper once, and the general manager of W4 back in those days, who's no longer in this market but out in California now, compared me with Don Page, who writes the radio column in the LA Times. Now, to me, that was a very heavy compliment. I mean, to get compared and writing for a small tabloid in Ann Arbor, to be compared with the LA Times, I was very flattered. But he said there was definitely a need for it. And I think there's a need for it in Detroit. I really do. Shirley Eater covers, all the Hollywood stuff. And you've got, like you say, Betty Lou Peterson, Frank Judge covering TV very well. Gary Deeb does a very commendable job of covering radio. You're right.
Talking about, we are talking about radio, as a matter of fact. Here in Detroit, it's about 12 after 10 o'clock. This is Communication. Welcome to the show, if you tuned in. Talking with Art Folo, writes for the Free Press, and he also follows radio pretty exclusively. Bob Berry, one of our jocks here at the Q, sitting in on the show tonight, and our number is 298-4482. I'm Dave Wall. Wanted to ask you, Art, how long have you been following radio?
Too long.
We all listen on and off, but you follow it, you know, a lot more as close as anybody.
It's like a disease.
Business.
Wouldn't you say, but isn't it the way people say it gets in your blood?
Well, if I take a vacation, if I'm away from a station for more than 5-6 days, I start going nuts. So maybe it's
really
more news that I'm
Really, I'm
concerned about it. I really want to get back and get involved in it.
Yeah, it does. It gets in the blood. It's sometimes fatal.
In all honesty, I'm exactly the opposite.
I prefer to get away from it.
Yeah,
get it.
I try to stay as clean as possible.
Well,
when I listen, I listen to everybody. Mm. Not because I'm trying. Some people listen to everybody to find out what the other guy's doing. Well, I can't find out what the other guy's doing because I'm on the air while they're on, so I can't worry about what the
well,
other
you
guy's
get,
doing.
Well, you get too close to it in a way.
Right.
I find
right.
myself doing that and saying, wow, yeah. Well, where am I, you know? I can't see the forest for the trees.
No matter what kind of format you're doing, country or rock, or if you're doing a mixed bag type thing, you still hear the same records and stuff like that, and I just try to, you know, stay away from it. Mm-hmm. And, you know, and then there's days, whenever I drive into a new city, these little guides that you put out are just incredible, man. You know, most of them I know, but I've used them, you know, when I'm driving, like, drove to Florida a couple of years ago, down through Tennessee and everything, and the only thing you get is this here boy, he's playing some of that Jimmy Rabbit music. You
there,
know?
Yeah, there is one Detroit station. Our competitor has done a great job of getting Detroit music out to millions of people in the East who can't listen to anything else, really.
Yeah.
God bless them.
I'll mention them, CKLW,
right.
You know, the best
station.
To them in that in
they're
this
a big
case.
Station. They're
you're down in Kentucky, you don't have anything else to listen
That's
to.
That's right.
Truly.
But, let me, since he just mentioned that, we might as well, for the sake of continuity, tie this together, okay?
Okay.
And then we can push on to other things.